Hey, welcome back to the Airbrand Podcast. This is season 3, episode 8. So what we doing? And to continue the ing season, this episode will be titled Knowing, because knowledge is everything, but you have to know what you're doing and know just how to be yourself, live in the moment. So for me, I feel like knowing, like, you have to know where you want to go, where you want to go and where you want and when you make it. A lot of times people, they don't know what they want in life. I guess they feel like they don't have the tools or know how to accommodate themselves or acclimate themselves into getting to where they want to be. So you're essentially lost. So you don't know what you're doing. And everybody's been there. I've been there. Like, more ways than none. More ways than one. Like, there have been times where I felt like, I'm like, dang, I hope I'm doing this correctly. Because in your mind, you might feel like you're doing things the right way, but you could be doing things better. As long as you don't lose yourself in the process, like, continue to know who you are and who you want to be, and know that you won't allow anybody to get in the way of that. Definitely trust the process. You know your capabilities. You know what you bring to the table in is everyday life. You should know that you shouldn't have to change for somebody else. What you see based off of someone else's point of view of who you are. Your character should speak volumes of who you are. And that's just half the battle. You have, and sometimes it's hard to give up. Sometimes it's easy. Like they say, you have to know when. You can't share all your dreams and goals with people, because people are quick to knock down or be like, oh, that's we're thinking about that a little bit too fast. Maybe it's too soon for that. Not everybody has the vision that you see. No one knows what you see. Or, like, what you want your future to hold. That's a part of just knowing what type of dream that you have for yourself and everything. No one should tell you to give up on your dream at all. You have the knowledge. Like, it's just like anyone else. We're all gaining knowledge each and every day. Like, you should never stop learning, because there's different tools and just pieces of information that can help you and guide you and mold you into the person that you want to be truly. And you can't know that until you try. Like, you gotta put your best foot forward, and you just have to push yourself, knowing that what you're going to get out of it in your end goal. You have to know that. You have to know what you want. At the end of all the time and effort that you put into something, you should know what you want. You should know what you're getting into. Don't go into things blindly. Like, assess things. Apply the knowledge that you have. Apply the intelligence that you have. Don't ever allow anyone to make you feel stupid or just less than because you don't know certain things. Some people don't even have a grasp of knowing the proper way to take care of themselves, but they feel like they could tell you what you should be doing. But they're not doing what they're supposed to. And those people you shouldn't have to be around. You shouldn't align yourself with those type of people. Because there's no... What is it? There's no meaning or like purpose of that. You're not getting anything out of being with people like that. Not saying people around you, you should be getting something from them, because it's not that. But maybe it should be like a give and take. They learn something from you and you learn something from them. So you give them information and taking information. And vice versa. Because you can soak up knowledge from anybody. As long as it's the right type of knowledge. And maybe there's not a wrong type of knowledge, because you could learn different things. You just have to stay informed. As long as it's something that makes sense. As long as it ain't anything off the wall. But you just have to know what journey that you're on, what path you're taking, because you don't want to be thinking you're doing this and you're on the wrong path the whole time. Because there's a right and wrong way to do things. And you gotta try our best. Like give it a y'all, or just do something else. Because I find myself sometimes I don't know what to do. And there's things that I want to do. It's like, okay, maybe I can do this for a little while until this transpires. So it's essentially like I'm giving up on certain to do something else. And then I know that's not what I should be doing. But that's another thing. You have to know yourself. You have to know yourself upside down, front to back. Because then, like, if you don't know yourself, then who are you truly being? Like, you're just out here doing anything. Like, so you're portraying yourself as someone else. So no one truly knows who you are. So is it okay to be just wearing a mask the whole time? Like, is this great big facade that you... just there that you put in place, so then it's like you're hiding from something, like you're hiding your true self from everyone else. Like, you should, that you're great, so there shouldn't be no need to hide that greatness from everyone. You should share it and inspire someone else to be great as well, because nobody's better than anybody else. Shoot, if somebody turns out like they follow you and you inspire them, and then they turn out to have a greater success, then all that's fine and dandy. I'm sure not going to hate on the next person. Like, I want people to see as much as possible. Whatever journey you're on, what amount of success that you want to have, that you know you want to have, go out there and do it. Don't allow someone to stop you. Know that you got it. Know that you have the capabilities to reach this type of success. Know that your dreams are soon to become a reality. And no one can take that from you, no matter what. Because if you allow someone to steal your dreams, you just being part of the grand heist. Yeah, you're accessory to your own failures. And to your own downfall, when you should really be the main maestro or whatever conductor to your own success. And many people can say that, many people can't, because we either on the success side or we're either on the failing side. It's really hard to just keep going sometimes. A lot of people give up. Like I said, sometimes I have given up and just tried something else when I know what I should stay on the path that I feel like is meant for me, that I know that I should be on. Sometimes we take different turns and we steer away from path. We just gotta keep trusting and growing. Know that you have the will to make it. And know that you have the will to do what's just and what's right for you. Because sometimes whatever is working for you might not work for somebody else. Sometimes people have the same dreams, but whatever works for Bill might not work for you. You might not get there the same way. It just happens to happen to go that way. But should we just stop? No, you have to be perseverant. Now just have a warrior spirit to just keep going. Know that you have that spirit in you. Shoot, like they say, you got that dog in you. Like, know it and show it. Like, don't show it too much because people might think you're being aggressive. You just show that you're passionate about your dreams and just your way of life. And just who you are. There's nothing wrong with that. Because it's just motivation of getting you to where you need to be and where you want to be. So for me, knowing is just a state of mind of realizing what you need to do and how you need to do it and who you should have around you. Because not everybody is going to uplift you on your journey. Nobody's going to be there for your downfalls. And people might be there just for your small celebrations. So you just have to keep going. Push forward no matter what. You might lose some people on the way, but maybe they weren't supposed to be there for the bigger part of the journey. Maybe they're there for the beginning and then the ending of the greater outcome. As long as you don't have anybody there that is waiting for your downfall, they don't want you to know what you're building and know who you're building it for. You yourself shouldn't be bigger than the project. Either you are the project or you're part of it. Because you got to work on yourself to get to the bigger. If trying to work on yourself, then your end goal is not going to be what you think it should be or what it ought to be. Because then you're not really trying to succeed. You're just going with the flow and just like, I'm going to just do this. And then maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. Really know what your end goal will be. But the outcome, it's not going to be a picture. Will have no purpose behind the things that you do. Everything that you're doing should have a purpose behind it. If you damn sure need it, then why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? You have to know your will. You have to know why you have that spirit in you to keep going. How do you know the things that you know to get there? Are you willing to dig deeper? Or does anyone else know your dreams? Some people are going to just, they're pissed on you. They don't care. Never. I'm going to do that. You can do anything. You put the best effort that you can to make these things real. So you can, all the effort and time and work that you put in wasn't for nothing. You know, to top it out,